Kann eine Karriere neugierig sein? Komm zu EY und erlebe es selbst. Arbeite an spannenden Projekten, gestalte die Wirtschaft von morgen und entwickle dich auch selbst weiter. Im Team Assurance, Tax, Consulting oder EY Parthenon, Strategy and Transactions. Shape your future with confidence. Jetzt bewerben auf jobsgermany.ey.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I've spent the better part of a decade as a cybersecurity analyst for Trident Cybersecurity, or TCS for short. A highly regarded private agency whose name is whispered across government halls and boardrooms. Our client list ranges from powerful conglomerates and discreet billionaires to governmental bodies looking for invisible defense lines in the current digital hellscape. Over the years, I've worked on a myriad of complex cases. I helped take down an international ring of hackers intent on disrupting the national power grid. I've unearthed digital scams hidden in the most intricate labyrinth of code. My work with Trident led to the arrests of some very dangerous people you will never hear of, who have eluded international authorities for years. I am naturally an introvert, preferring the company of a glowing screen and encrypted data to people. My colleagues often joked that I could talk to computers. If patience, diligence, and the uncanny ability to find patterns in chaos are characteristics you'd attribute to a conversation with computers, they might have been right. When I was handed the case labeled Deep Web Anomalies, I rolled my eyes. I'd seen 100 similar files. Authorities who can afford our services scared of the deep web's reputation, thinking every glitch or system hiccup was a malicious entity or person from the darker corners of the internet. However, it's either just them unable to explain an online behavior and getting spooked, or someone hitting sites at random to test vulnerabilities or just cause chaos for fun. Just another day at the office, I thought, ready to explain away the smoke and mirrors surrounding whatever tricks they were seeing. As I began the investigation, I traced the incidents to an obscure message board, a niche digital hotspot where internet users exchanged experiences and data about purported paranormal events. The board was a melting pot of the uncanny and unexplainable. The stories ranged from inexplicable system crashes and strange apparitions on video calls, to personal accounts of spectral whispers through headphones. Even some were claiming their AI personal assistants had started speaking in tongues. Just imagine the X board on steroids. This board, however, was more than just the usual conspiracy theories. The sheer number of incidents, the sporadic nature, the detailed accounts of tech-savvy users failing to find an earthly explanation. It made me pause, a flicker of unease threading through me. The paranormal has always been an interesting, albeit abstract, concept to me. I'm not dismissive of it, but I've always found comfort in the logical, the explainable. While sifting through the digital chaos, a particular thread titled The Shadow Codex piqued my interest, a thread teeming with frantic narratives and vague cautionary tales penned by a user named Cortex Phantom. Among the clutter of posts, one stood out, a cryptic, encrypted file ominously titled Daemon's Whisper. I've encountered countless clandestine files during my tenure, each hiding keys to the locks of my investigations. The Daemon's Whisper seemed like it could be one such key. Maybe an encoded message or a hidden breadcrumb to lead me to the source of these anomalies. I let out a low sigh as I stared at the encrypted file. Downloading files from unknown sources was never without risks. It always set off a quiet alarm in the back of my mind, reminding me of the potential digital landmines I could be walking into. But as part of my job, I had learned to weigh the risks against the potential rewards. The careful dance of curiosity and caution was a familiar one. I remembered a case from a few years back where a similarly obscure file led me to a worm that had been slowly eating away at a corporation's security infrastructure. Despite the inherent risks, my foray into the digital unknown had been vindicated. I decided to take the plunge, encased within my virtual machine, a fortress of firewalls and isolated sandboxes. With a series of deft keystrokes, I set all my security options to the highest, prepping for potential digital fallout. Each click closer to the download felt like a step deeper into an unexplored cave. At that moment, I believed I was simply unearthing another piece of this complex puzzle. I thought the Daemon's Whisper would be another mysterious yet manageable obstacle. But I was wrong. As the decryption software did its job, the file unraveled, not into a clue to my perpetrator, but into a haunting phrase that would soon seep into every corner of my reality. Shadow dwells within. It was far from the solution I had anticipated. I devoted the next few hours to examining Daemon's Whisper. My screen illuminated the room as I traced through the intricate web of code, dissecting each line twice over. At the surface, it was a complex yet seemingly harmless array of encrypted data. As I delved deeper, peculiarities emerged. Recurring snippets of nonsensical data, obfuscated commands, sequences that seemed to replicate themselves in a bizarrely organic fashion. Despite the oddities, I couldn't pinpoint any concrete threats or leads. The file was just a maze of riddles layered with digital noise. Frustrated, I concluded it was simply a cleverly designed decoy to mislead curious minds like mine. Unresolved mysteries have a way of gnawing at your psyche. As fascinating as the file was, I knew keeping such an unpredictable element in my system was unwise. As I hovered the mouse over the delete button, I was momentarily frozen by a fleeting sense of disappointment. All that build-up was a dead end. With a reluctant sigh, I clicked delete. A strange sensation washed over me as the file vanished from my drive. The room seemed colder, the hum of my computer louder. I shrugged it off, attributing it to the late hour and the eye strain. But then, my screen flickered, displaying what looked like snippets of the same code from the deleted file. A cold dread prickled at the back of my neck. I frantically ran a system diagnostics check, but it came back clean. The screen returned to normal as abruptly as it had glitched. Then, in the eerie silence, my speakers crackled to life, whispering a distorted echo of a phrase from the file. Shadow dwells within. My heart pounded as the words lingered in the air, a sinister serenade that threatened to shatter my composed demeanor. I swiftly muted the speakers, staring at the now silent machine in disbelief. A chill swept over me, as if the room itself had taken a deep, cold breath. I sat there in the computer screen's glow, fear creeping into my veins. I could rationalize the system glitches, but this? It was as if the digital entity had manifested itself in my very workspace. I simply made myself believe it was a coincidence or a trick of my mind scaring itself. I dismissed the claims of the paranormally inclined users on the message board. But now, I was the one sitting in a dark room, feeling the tendrils of the inexplicable encroach upon my reality. I was afraid, confused, and in deep waters that my knowledge of code and cyberspace hadn't prepared me for. The sun of a new day brought no respite. Strange occurrences now followed me beyond the confines of my workspace. Digital devices I own began acting oddly. My smartphone screen sometimes flickers, showing glimpses of the same strange code I had encountered. My smartwatch would vibrate randomly, displaying nonsensical strings of data instead of time. Even my smart home system seemed to be in the grip of this digital haunting, the thermostat fluctuating wildly, lights flickering on and off at their own accord. At first, I tried to rationalize it. Perhaps it was a newly made worm or virus that had made its way through my devices, new enough to bypass all my current era security. But the nature of these disturbances felt less like malicious software and more like a presence. The digital world had been my playground for years, but now it felt tainted and hostile. The familiar hum of my computer was now a haunting reminder of the inexplicable. The boundary between my professional and private life began to blur, replaced with a mounting dread that made my home feel alien and unfamiliar. To my growing horror, these occurrences became more frequent, more intrusive. More distorted whispers would echo from my speakers. The chilling phrase, "shadow dwells within," now a regular, unwelcome intrusion. I would find my computer on in the middle of the night, the screen pulsating with the eerie glow of that nonsensical code. Sleep became a luxury. Each waking moment dominated by an oppressive sense of unease. My mind would dart to each digital display, anticipating the next bizarre occurrence. Anxiety clawed at me, replacing the analytical calm of my professional persona with a man living on the razor's edge of fear. But as disturbing as the developments were, a part of me remained stubbornly defiant. I refused to be intimidated by what seemed like a digital poltergeist. Driven by a fear of mixed indetermination, I decided to dive back into the murky depths of the Shadow Codex. The thread was still there, exactly where I found it. Equipped with a new resolve, I meticulously gathered every information I had. Cryptic message and anomaly. Each clue was a lifeline back into the abyss, a breadcrumb on the path to my unseen tormentor. On the message board, Cortex Phantom's posts took a more ominous tone. Rereading them felt like descending into a dark well, the words a spiral into madness. The thread was a digital relic, a testament to the silent chaos that the Codex had apparently unleashed on others before me. When I first re-encountered the haunting phrase, "shadow dwells within," my blood ran cold, but fear was now my fuel. With each repetition of the phrase, I felt less like a victim and more like a hunter, closing in on its prey. Hours turned into days, each instance of the phenomenon pushing me further down the rabbit hole. It was a battle of attrition, me against the abstract horror lurking in the depths of cyberspace. The Shadow Codex was an enigma, a digital wraith that defied definition. As the lines between my work and the creeping terror blurred, so did the boundary between my mind and the digital. I started seeing the haunting code in my dreams, the patterns weaving themselves into the fabric of my nightmares. Every digital flicker, distorted whisper, and chilling message were all signposts to my slowly eroding sanity. by the end of the week, I was a shadow of my former self. My once pristine workspace was now a storm-ravaged landscape of discarded coffee cups and scattered notes. My reflection in the dark screen was a haggard, haunted face, eyes wide with terror that had become my constant companion. I was adrift in a sea of digital horror, a lone sailor battling a storm that defied understanding. The code was no longer just an anomaly in the digital realm. It was an eldritch entity, a relentless force slowly eroding my reality's edges. The seemingly random sequences started to make a twisted kind of sense in my subconscious, forming a grotesque pattern that invaded my every thought. Yet, when I tried to formulate these thoughts, they would quickly lose sense. It was like knowing the definition of a word, but not being able to name it. The codex was reaching out from the digital realm into my mind, reshaping my sanity into its own terrifying image. As the toil of my descent into the codex became increasingly tangible, the once familiar digital landscape had transformed into an abstract nightmare. The culmination of the horror was not just the code, but the creeping realization of my own insignificance, my inability to comprehend the depth of the abyss I had stumbled into. I was losing myself piece by piece, my sanity slowly succumbing to the darkness of the pits I was delving into. By the time I looked away from the screen, my surroundings were painted with the echo of the horrific code. I was now a prisoner in my own home, the walls whispering the chilling chorus, "Shadow dwells within." As I descended into a darkness that was both digital and psychological, one thing was clear. The Shadow Codex wasn't just dwelling within my machines. It was in my mind. It had become a part of me.
Kann eine Karriere neugierig sein? Komm zu EY und erlebe es selbst. Arbeite an spannenden Projekten, gestalte die Wirtschaft von morgen und entwickle dich auch selbst weiter. Im Team Assurance, Tax, Consulting oder EY Parthenon, Strategy and Transactions. Shape your future with confidence. Jetzt bewerben auf jobsgermany.ey.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Each day, my reality became a hellscape of twisted code and creeping shadows. The codex dominated every waking moment. The anomaly that was now a leviathan consuming my life. My mind felt like a battleground, a storm-tossed sea in the grip of a monstrous entity. Driven by desperation, I threw myself into my work, hoping to find a solution, a way to rid the codex from my reality. I spent countless hours poring over every line of code, every fragment of the bizarre sequences, trying to discern some pattern, some key that could unlock the nightmare I was trapped in. But every attempt to decipher the code was met with failure. It was like trying to comprehend a language from a long-dead civilization, its meanings obscured by the sands of time and the vast void of cyberspace. The more I tried to decipher it, the more my mind was consumed by its eldritch patterns. Sleep became a forgotten luxury. My meals were consumed in front of my screen, my appetite overtaken by a hunger for answers. Every personal boundary, every sanity-preserving routine was lost in the wake of the codex. Even the simple act of leaving my workspace filled me with dread. Every time I stepped away from my computer, I was assaulted by the echoes of the Codex. My once safe haven was gone. Each failed attempt to wrest control from the Codex only deepened the darkness, swallowing my reality. Yet, paradoxically, the closer I inched towards madness, the more determined I became. A part of me clung to the belief that I could make it to the other end of the tunnel, that this was my way to fight back. It was a beacon of hope in the sea of despair, a desperate lifeline in the face of ever-encroaching darkness. But with every failed attempt, the Codex's grip on my reality tightened. My mind was now a maelstrom of digital horrors, my sanity reduced to a fragile thread dangling over an abyss of madness. I was caught in a perverse dance with the Codex, each step dragging me deeper into its shadowy realm. The boundary between my mind and the Codex was becoming increasingly blurred, my thoughts echoing with its haunting patterns. My once rational mind was now an echo chamber of a monstrous entity, my sanity slowly being eroded by the ceaseless whisper. It was no longer just a digital anomaly. It was my reality, my nightmare, my inescapable fate. In a desperate bid for sanity, I finally decided to do the unthinkable. Disconnect from the digital world. I switched off my computer, my smartphone, and every device that linked me online. The hum of the technology, once a comforting presence, now sounded like the ominous drone of some unseen beast. The silence that followed felt like a gasp of fresh air after being submerged in a dark, turbulent ocean. But my respite was short-lived. Even devoid of the digital manifestations, the Codex's influence was not gone. The silence was not the comforting void I'd hoped for, but a stark, cold reminder of my isolation. My home, once my sanctuary, was now a prison of silence and shadows. Without the hum of the machines, every creak of the house, every rustle of the wind outside seemed amplified. My mind, so used to the digital chatter, now started playing tricks on me. I saw patterns in the grain of the wood floor and the plaster on the walls. The ordinary and mundane were twisted into grotesque reminders of the Codex. The physical world was not a refuge. It was just another canvas for the Codex to paint its horror on. Shadow dwells within. The phrase had followed me out of the digital world, insinuating itself into the very fabric of my existence. The patterns in the wood, the whispers of the wind, and the play of shadows in the corners of my vision all echoed the haunting mantra. As the sun set, casting long, menacing shadows around the room, I missed the computer screen's eerie glow. The real world was no less terrifying than the digital. Each shadow seemed to pulse with a life of its own, as if the Codex had extended its reach from the digital realm into the physical. The darkness around me seemed to throb with an unseen presence. The Codex, perhaps, lingering at the edges of my perception. The creeping sense of horror was more profound and more intimate in the real world. It was no longer a threat lurking behind a screen, but an all-encompassing entity that had split into every corner of my existence. In the depth of my despair, I reached out to the only place that seemed to hold any semblance of understanding. The message board, where it all began. With trembling hands and a mind teetering on the brink of insanity, I reconnected to the digital world, back to the humming chorus of machines and the eerie glow of the screen. The fear was tangible. but my desperation pushed me past it. A grim sense of nostalgia washed over me as the familiar form loaded on the screen. This was where my nightmare had started. And maybe, just maybe, where it could end. I poured out my story, every detail of my encounter with the Codex, the bizarre happenings, my subsequent isolation, and the profound terror that now consumed my life. The words came out in a disjointed, chaotic stream, a madman's rambling to the void. I didn't sugarcoat my fear, didn't hold back my despair. I was beyond caring about sounding crazy or desperate. If anyone could understand, maybe offer some insight or help, it would be these fellow dwellers of the digital shadows. And then, I waited, every passing second stretching into agonizing eternity. I stared at the screen, the harsh light stinging my eyes, the silence of the room amplifying the pounding of my heart. I waited for a reply, any reply, a lifeline in the endless digital sea. The notification ping startled me, breaking the oppressive silence. My heart pounded in my chest as I opened the response. Two words stared back at me, their brevity more chilling than any verbose response. Too late. A chill ran down my spine, the finality of the words echoing in my mind. It was like a death sentence, the crushing weight of my doomed fate. They held no sympathy, no offer of help, just a cold, hard acknowledgement of my plight. I was truly alone, left to face the monstrous Codex and its terrifying grip on my reality. A sense of profound dread washed over me. This wasn't just a fight against the digital anomaly anymore. This was a battle for my sanity. My very existence, against an entity that had already claimed victory. The Codex wasn't just in my computer or my home. It was in me. And according to someone who had managed to look past my ramblings as insane gibberish, it was already too late. As the days bled into each other, my life became a relentless cycle of dread and despair. The Codex's haunting echo never left me, persisting in my every thought and sense. I was trapped, lost within my own mind, and there was no way out. Each sunrise was not a new day, but another descent into madness. I stopped trying to track time. Days, hours, minutes. They lost their meaning in the face of the all-consuming horror. Food lost its taste, sleep became a fleeting memory, and my once cherished solitude became a tormenting isolation. Each day was a test of endurance, a struggle to hold onto the last vestiges of my sanity. The house seemed to take on a life of its own, the walls whispering with the echoes of the Codex. It was no longer a haven, but a haunting reminder of my entrapment. I could see the Codex's patterns in everything, the way the dust particles floated in the sunbeams, the way the shadows played on the walls. It was as if the Codex had woven itself into the very fabric of reality. I was living in its shadow, my life a twisted reflection of its nightmarish design. I started to fear sleep, knowing they would only bring more terrifying visions. But staying awake was no better. Every waking moment was filled with the creeping horror of the Codex. The outside world became a distant memory. I couldn't remember the last time I'd left the house, seen another human face, heard a voice other than my own. The Codex had effectively isolated me. cutting me off from the world. My life reduced to a terrifying echo of the digital nightmare. My once robust spirit was breaking, my will eroding under the ceaseless onslaught of the Codex. The shadows grew darker, the silence more oppressive, and my despair deeper. I was losing myself, my identity being swallowed by the monstrous entity. I could no longer tell where I ended and the Codex began. Its patterns had etched themselves into my thoughts, its influence seeping into every corner of my mind. I was not just a victim of the Codex, I was becoming part of it. And in the cold, heartless world it had created, I was utterly alone. And the worst part? The silence, the isolation, the creeping terror? They weren't just the result of some demonic entity or a malevolent ghost. They were a product of my own making, the consequence of my journey into the abyss. Shadow dwells within. The phrase had become a cruel prophecy, a chilling truth that was impossible to deny. Through lucid moments of clarity, I kept digging, my mind clawing from the deep depths it had sank. I am a digital spelunker lost in the abysmal depths of the Shadow Codex, its endless chasm drawing me in with an irresistible pull. However, the more I tried to understand it and decipher its language's cryptic patterns, the more I was consumed by it. Despite this, the pulsating symbols on my computer screen had become my obsession. In a trance-like state, each moment, each hour was consumed by the pursuit of comprehension, the tantalizing possibility of a breakthrough, despite where that'd leave me in the end. It could be salvation, or it could be my demise. It'd be an end regardless. I labored over intricate patterns woven through labyrinthine forums, drew and redrew cryptic symbols, seeking connections, finding none. Yet, with every pattern I unraveled, every theory I spun, and every code I broke, I found it harder to remember who I am. Memories of my life before the Codex, before this haunting dread, become as elusive as the solutions I was seeking. Faces and names blurred into obscurity, replaced by the mesmerizing patterns of the Codex. I was losing myself in this digital abyss, feeding the very beast I was trying to slay. Each deciphered code leads to another, a never-ending maze of horror, resisting understanding. And I realized the terrifying truth. My futile attempt to conquer the Codex wasn't a path to salvation. It was a death march into oblivion. I understand the full scope of the Codex's monstrous design with chilling clarity. This isn't a war I can win. With every step I took to fight back, I was simply sinking deeper into its clutches. And thus, I descend. Not fighting, not resisting, just falling. Falling into the endless, inky depths of the Shadow Codex's realm. The futility of it all was crushing, finding myself to be a pawn in a game I cannot understand, let alone win. And finally, my mind snapped. I fell into a rhythm, dance with insanity and the unknown. The message board becomes my canvas, my stage, my confessional. I spell secrets of another realm onto the page, ideas beyond comprehension, names that no human tongue has uttered, descriptions of entities so foreign, so otherworldly, they defy our reality. Alien landscapes that extend into endless twilight, creatures formed from impossibilities, names that ring with an ethereal echo. Each post is a chilling sonnet to the Codex, a testament to my fall. These aren't just symbols or coded messages. They are whispers from the abyss, confessions from the edge of my sanity. Every time I hit refresh, my posts, my mad ramblings, they vanished, devoured by the digital void. Each disappearance echoes the ephemerality of my sanity. But it doesn't matter. I keep posting, and I keep pouring the madness onto the screen. I am driven not by the hope of salvation, but a need to express, to expel the Codex's influence, even if only momentarily. Then, finally, I resurface. The madness, the chaotic symphony of the incomprehensible thoughts, recedes like a passing storm. I find myself sitting in front of the computer screen, fingers poised over the keyboard. My last post, an amalgamation of cryptic symbols and alien words displayed on the screen. I hit refresh. The post disappears, as it always does. But a familiar post catches my eye in the refreshed list of threads. The original thread of the Shadow Codex, the digital Pandora's box that began my descent into this never-ending nightmare. Compelled by a sense of dread, I click on it. There, highlighted in the dim light of my room, is a new comment on the thread. It's from the original poster, the unknown harbinger of my ordeal. The message is as simple as it is chilling. The Codex has been updated. Whatever I did, it seems it's ready for the next person to download and add to the annals of their sacred texts.
Kann eine Karriere neugierig sein? Komm zu EY und erlebe es selbst. Arbeite an spannenden Projekten, gestalte die Wirtschaft von morgen und entwickle dich auch selbst weiter. Im Team Assurance, Tax, Consulting oder EY Parthenon, Strategy and Transactions. Shape your future with confidence. Jetzt bewerben auf jobsgermany.ey.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.